chasodim shaychi. Teretz is no stirua. They're all bechlal gemilas chasodim. So Rashi Yochi says, Hani nami behani shaychi. Hachnosas orchim uvikor choylim haino gemilas chasodim. Vi and tefilas Rashi haino bechlal gemilas chasodim. If you daven good, it's also called gemilas chasodim. Rashi Yochidish. The Chassid, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Goymel nafsha yis chesed. That a person, if the chesed, does good to his own nefesh. How do you do good for your own nefesh? Take care of your nefesh. Daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the way you take care of your nefesh. So by davening to Hashem, that's called you taking care of your nefesh. That's also called the Baal Chesed. Hashkom is based on Medrash, v'gil du bom Talmud Torah, hainu Talmud Torah. That goes b'chlal Talmud Torah, that the Mishnah says. Dan as chavir l'kav z'chus, b'chlal ha'voy sholem. That's b'chlal what the Mishnah says, ha'voy sholem. Temiteich shu machri l'schus. Since you think whatever somebody does to you is a kav z'chus, v'yoma loichotoli v'zois. He didn't mean to do bad to me. Honest saw you. It was an honest in his part. Or the toivon eskav, even though he did something that I think is bad, really he was meskav on the toivon. Yeah, shalom b'neim. The person thinks like that to retain shalom between the two of them. Rabbi Yechon mafarish lahach. Awesome. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Six. He's not saying a new klal. He's saying his six is the bechlal gimel the masnis nesmaya lahanechvov. Rabbi Yechon is saying his six mitzvahs are bechlal the three mitzvahs of the Mishnah. V'ikonamil chaver avim. Rabbi Yechon is polygalay. Rabbi Yechon is also masking to the mitzvah kibur avim that says in Mishnah. There's not the mechulik. Rabbi Yechon is just saying his six mitzvahs are bechlal Talmud Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. Tana Rabbanan. Hadan chaver lekav schus. If your dan yechav lekav schus, we'll soon see ma'isim about this. Is dona ma'isim leschus. The Yevisht is also dan yechav schus. O ma'isim v'yodem echad. It's a ma'isim with a person. She yorod migalil elyon. He came out from the Galil elyon. There's a place. V'niskar etzel balabayis. And he was hired to work by Balabos. So it's a workman came to be worked for Balabos. Is Valos Echod Bedorim in the Bedorim. Is Sholei Shonim. He worked for Mamash 3 years straight. Erev Yom Kippur finally came by the third year Erev Yom Kippur. Omoloi, so the poil, the worker, told the Balabos, Tain li schar, give me my pay. The Eilach, I want to go home already. V'ezen Esishti, I'll feed my wife. Obonai, I have children waiting for me. Is Omaloi, Ein li mois. The Balabos says, I have no money. After 3 years, Erev Yom Kippur even, I have no money. Omaloi, Tain li Paris, I'll call upon him. Give me some, give me Paris. Omaloi, Ein li, I have no Paris either. Tain li karka. No, the karka's going to help him. He can't take the karka home with him. No, extra star with the karka. He'll be able to, when he goes home, he'll be able to sell the karka there, maybe. No, gave me karka, I'll call upon him. Ainly, I don't have karka either. Tainly, behema, chotch. Give me a behema. Ainly, chob the kind behema. Tainly, karmuk saws. Give me pillows and blankets, chotch. Ainly, chob gone. His show, Caleb, this poil, took his bundle, whatever he had there, his tools, and put it on his back. His show, Caleb, the achurum, threw his bundle on his shoulders. He went on feeling very bad. Trashi Batava Nefesh, feeling he was low. As he worked for 3 years, didn't get any pay, he felt very bad. So tomorrow, the Maisa was the achurum, was after Sukkis. Not the Balabayas and the Balabos woke up. Took his choroi v'yod, he took all the money, he owed his poil. V'imoy, masoi gimel chamorim, he had 3 donkeys full of stuff. Echot shomaycho, one was full of food. V'echot shomishta, full of drinking. V'echot shomine megodim. Nice megodim, with nice clothing on, what? Sweets. Nice things, specialties. V'holach le'le beis, the balabos went to this poil. Achash ochel v'shosei, after they had the big suda together. Nothing was choroi. Then the balabos came and gave him his money. The time before when you asked me, Erev Yom Kippur, give me your pay. And I told you, I don't have any money. But what did you think about me then? Well, I wonder, what did you think about me then? How were you chosh of me? Were you down with the kav schus or not? Is Amarti, I thought in my mind, Shema promakti bezul nizdamna. Maybe you had a tremendous business deal. Imamish, you got $1,000 thing for $100. A gewaltig, a good business deal, look, lakachta behen, and merely used all your money to buy this good deal, that's why you had no money left over to give me. When I told you I have no animals, what do you think about me then? You told me, maybe put now they're all rented out to other people. That's why you can't give it to me. When I said I have no karka to give you, what do you think about me then? Maybe you're also they're rented out to other people. Mukheris Rashi said that Shinoisno Lechaveroid, the Kafa Kakrun Lashona. It's a type of renting it out that I'll let you use my karkon, but it's a deal that you have to pay me a certain amount of bushels of the tour come to me. Like a pot owner, I'll let you use it, and part of their crop has to come to me. So Mela wouldn't, what?
sharecropper, right? So Melo, well, it wasn't in my hands not to give you any karka. What did you think about that? Or Mati Shema Ena Musaris? Maybe you didn't take off Maisa from them yet. That's why you couldn't give it to me. Maybe punk before I came to you, Makdish, all your Kalim to Shemayim. Everything was Hegdish. And Yitaka had no new Kalim. That's what he thought. As Ksaydi, he was thought of him only Lekavskhus. This is called being done some Lekavskhus. Ad Kedekach. How much merit is Maisa here? Not to think of such things. Omalei, so the Balabos answered back to the Pearl, you should know, Ho avoided Lashon like Lashon Shvua, Kach Hoya. Exactly what you said, that's exactly what happened. The reason why I had no money was I used all my money up that day in a tremendous deal. And I was makdish all my nechosim and I had nothing to give you. Kachoya, hedarti kol nechosai bishvil hukunis bini. That point I was makdish all my nechosim because I have a son hukunis bini. So Yosef bat Torah. He didn't learn Torah. So since he didn't learn Torah, he didn't want his nechosim to go to him. He didn't want his nechosim to go to his own son after Yerusha because his son wasn't learning Torah. But when I went to Chach Medorim, they were matter my neder. So now I have money to give you. Viato, the Balabos told him, you know, Kishem Shadanti Leschus, the same way you were Dan me Lekavschus, Hamokim Yodonais Leschus. The Abish should also always be Daniel Lekavschus also. Son of Rabbon, another Maisa. Maisa Bechosid Echid. A Maisa with a Chosid. Rashi says always a Chosid is. Mizrashi. Yeah. Rashi, you call Echad Armina Maisi, you have Chosid Echad, or you have Yudav and Bobo, or you have Yudav Rebbe Loi. So another Maisi, Chosid Echad. Shepodo Ribo Achas Bas Yisrael. His podo means, right, so the Goyim captured a girl, and he went and saved her from them. He was pointed him. He redeemed her. Velim Loin Heshkulamolim, when he came to sleep at night, Heshkivo Tachas Magloisev. He made the girl sleep with him in his room that night. Ulamocher, the next day, Yorad Vatovo. Before he gave the shear, he went down to the table in the mikvah. Vishonu Tamidim, then he learned the shear to the Tamidim. So Tamidim, I say, saw this. Tamidim saw that last night the Rebbe got a girl, and he put her in the same room with him, and the Chura next day went to the mikvah. So Chura, you think that the half Hashemah, she had Zerah last night, and that's where he had to go to the mikvah in the morning. So Omalehem, so the Rebbe asked the Tamidim, Vishon Sheshkivosa Tachas Magloisi, the time when I told this girl, you sleep with me in the room with me. But my Chashtatani, what did you think about me? What were you chashing me? Or Manu, the Tamidim said, Shema Yesh Bono Talmud Shein Abodik. Maybe you, Rebbe, you know that if she wouldn't sleep with you, between the other Tamidim here, there's someone that's not so hugging. There's a Talmud that would have had snus with her. So the Rebbe wanted to save all the Tamidim from this Isha, so the Rebbe put the Isha with him. Weiter, Bishor Shiradati Vitavalti, at the time when I went down to the table in the Mikvah. But Macha Shatani, what did you think, what did you think about me? Why am I going to the Mikvah? Or Manu, we said, Shem of Nei Terech Haderech Irakeri. It's not chas for shalom, he had noose with the Isha. The stam, since she had a hard day, it could be also an oinis, could be you saw Kerry last night. Ira Kerry the Rebbe. Omel Hems, the Rebbe answered back, Enechanami, Havoy the Gloshen Shvua, Kachoya. That was the Maisa. The Atem and you Tamidim, Kishem Shadatuni, Lakas Chus, the same way Yodan Mi Lakas Chus, you should know, Hamokim Yodan Eschem Lakas Chus. The Abish should also be the Anil Lakas Chus. Don't say to Kavskhus, it's Kozman, you don't know Fakert. Always think the person means well. He has some reason why he's doing it. Tana Rabbonim. Pamachas, Hutzvech, Dover, Echod, Tamid Chachomim. Eitzo, Matruniso, Achas. One time the Tamid Chachomim had to ask something from this great Shiksa. Shakol, Gedele, Roime, Mitsui, Metzah. Which was a big Zaino. That all the Gedele, Roime were near this Isha. And sometime, one time the Tamid Chachomim had to ask something from her, had to go to this big Zaino. Is Omrus, the Tamidim ask, Mi Elech. Which one of us should go to her? Like, they know it's a sakana to go to a zayin, even though you have to ask her something. Who should go to her? Omer lehem Rabbi Yeshua. Ani yelech, I'll go. Is the maestro holach Rabbi Yeshua with Tamidiv? He went with his Tamidim. Kivin shagila pesach beisa. Before he came to the door where she lives, cholat tefillim. He took off his tefillim bracha garbamis. And then they used to always work with the tefillim. Here he took it off, dalaramis away from the door, he took off his tefillim. V'nichnas, he went in, v'nolo delos, and b'fneim. And then he closed the door, the Tamidim were outside, and he went inside to her. Achash yotza, after he came outside, yard v'tovel, right away he went to the mikvah. V'shalom Tamidim, and then he went to give a shir. So the chur of Atri could be choshed that maybe why he went to the mikvah now, because he adds nus with this zoyner, that's why he's going to the mikvah now. V'yom alehem, so the Rabbi Shu asked the Tamidim, v'shor shechalakti tefillim. When I took off my tefillin, what do you think about me? As you can think, maybe I want to have this with her, it's not nice to have a tefillin, so that's why I'm taking off my tefillin. They said, no. or manu kisava rebbe lo yichnis so divrei ktusha b'malkim tumma. You're going into this tumma dik isha here, it's not nice to walk in there with your tefillin on. Stam al dushas ha tefillin hit the grof. B'shor shenalti b'machash atuni, when I close the door, what did you think about me? Or manu sheme dover malchus yesh b'noit l'b'noit. Mestam, you have to talk to something privately. Dover malchus means something important that you don't want anybody to hear about. So that's why you close the door. Shrashi dvar malchus, v'tzorach l'alimo, you have to keep it quiet. So you didn't want anybody to hear. When I came out and went to the mikveh, what did you think about that? Or manu, we said, shemo nitzo tzinura mipiho al begodav. There may be some of the spit when you were talking to her, some spit of her mouth came out and went onto your begodim. Shel Rebbe. And the locher is the spit of an amoritz, it has tum. Trashi tzinura roik, the spit. Now the gozu ala nochrim shiuk tzavim. The rabbanim made a gzera that all the goyim have within like a zav. The chol divrayim. The loch of a zav when a zav spits, his spit is tummy. So yeah, the isha she was a nochrius. She also has been a zavon. So maybe some of her spit went onto your begum and touched you. So melo the spit is matamiyu. That's why you went to the mikvah. So he answered back. Omalehem ho avoy de kachoy. I make a shvur and a chnami. That's what happened. The Yatim, and he gave the bracha also. Kishem to the Atuni l'schus, the same way you are dan me l'kav schus. Yishno hamokim yodin eskom l'schus. The Ebi Shushu dan yuos l'kav schus. Tremendous midah of a dan, have a dan chaver l'kav schus. So that's right. The Mishnah says then, mefanin truma teirim. Even though the barrels are full of truma, still it's not muksi, you can empty them out. For the mob shita, avada, why not? The Koyin can eat it. Let's richa demancha b'yad Yisrael. We're talking about it's not by the Koyin the truma, it's by the Yisrael. Since the Yisrael himself can't eat the truma, Shabbat like Muksa, since he could give it to a Koyin, or he can invite a Koyin to his house and give it to him on Shabbos, it's not Muksa. You're allowed to empty out the barrels full of Demai. Divine means perish, you bought from Namoritz, and Metchila, as a Chumro, you're not allowed to eat it. Because maybe they didn't take off Maisus. For the Gemara, Demai, you're not allowed to eat Demai. So why isn't it Muksa? And the Gemara Kivan di boy mafkilele nichsei. If you would be mafkir, all your nechosim, the every oni, and then you become a poor person, vechazile, then you would be allowed to eat it. Because the Mishnah says an oni is allowed to eat the mai. Hashda nami chazile. Now also it's considered chazile. Now the pshat is it's called an oichel. Some people are allowed to eat the mai, even though you're not allowed to eat it. But I call upon him, you're allowed to feed it to an oni. The tanan ma'achile mesaniim demai. Hey, his demai is only yechumrim with the rabbanon. If somebody's an oni, the rabbanon will make of him to eat demai. So since you're allowed to feed it to raniim, it's not called muksa. V'yes achsanoim demai. Who was in if you have achsanoi? Here means if the malchus sends the army men and they come to the houses, the shteigel was you had to feed them. You're allowed to feed the army men demai. V'yom ravuna tana v'sham yomim ein machilim esaniim demai v'yes achsanoi demai v'yesil loyim machilim esaniim demai v'yes achsanoi demai. And Allah is like Beisilu. So according to Beisilu, you're allowed to feed an oni and an achsanoi, an army man. You're allowed to feed them Dumai. So it's not called muksa on Shabbos. Because I call upon him, since some people could eat it, it's called a meichel. Or meiser rishon shenit the trumasa. Mishnah that meiser rishon that the Levi took off trumas meiser, it's not muksa, you're allowed to touch it. But the meiser pshita, if you took off trumas meiser, anybody could eat the meiser now. Meiser rishon, anybody could eat. Lo etzuricha shekdimu bishibolim. The Chiddush is the Levi took it when it was still in the stalks. V'not lehemenu trumas meiser. V'not lehemenu truma gedolah. That's the Chiddush. Even though usually matchila the seder is when you have wheat stalks, first you take off truma gedolah, you give to the Koyin, then you take off 1/10 meiser, you give to the Levi. Here we're talking about the Levi chapsich and took the 1/10 the way it is before they took off truma gedolah. They didn't take off truma gedolah yet. The Levi got it, and now the Levi just took off trumas meiser. And the Chiddush is v'chihod yamar bavua. That in such a case is mutter for Levi to eat it. Amar Resh Lakish. The what? Meister Rishon shekdimo b'shiboylim. If the Levi got the Meister Rishon, the stalks of Tvua, when it was still in stalk, it wasn't miruach. It wasn't put into the oitzer that you made a gemar malach in miruach, because then it's mechuyev in truma. But before it was miruach, before you like smoothed down the pile, it was just in the stalks. You gave the stalks of Tvua to Levi. Shekdimo b'shvalim is put in truma gedolah. In such a case, you know the Levi is allowed to eat it now, even though we didn't take off truma gedolah. Shenem and the pasuk says, "Rei meisim menu truma Hashem, meisim in a meisim." First, you give truma Hashem in truma gedolah. Then, from the meisim, you take off truma meisim, meisim in a meisim. So we dashin meisim in a meisim mat luchor. Once it has a shem meisim, you only have to take off one time truma meisim. veloi truma gedurlo truma smaitzim in a maitzim. But you never have a chiv to take off both from maitzim. You can't have a chiv to take off truma gedurlo and truma smaitzim. So Mele, once the Levi got it, when it was b'shibolim in the stalks, even though truma gedurlo was not taken off, he's possible to take off truma gedurlo. Before he gave it to Levi, he should have. But if he didn't, he gave it to Levi, he's potter now. From the tfuah that Levi got, this tfuah that Levi got, he's Lari. The rest of the Balabas has about the have to give, the rest of Adam. Omalera popla bai ihoch yevazoid, a filu vimu bakri. Loch is not like that. Let's say the Balabas took this tfuah and made the wheat into wheat already, and he made gemar malocha means kri. Kri usually means you made a pile and smoothed out the pile of wheat. At that point, midiraisi mechuyah to give truma gedolo. So kashu is maybe even at such a point, namin lifter, and the balabos didn't take off truma gedolo, but he gave it the way it is now to Levi as meister. Why isn't he potter there also? And there the loch really chay b'truma gedolo. The teretz is omaleyo lech omekor. The pasuk says mikol matnosechem terimu. That there's an extra pasuk to say no, you have to give off truma. So one place you do have to give off truma, and one place not. The Gemara, my rice, mechatesi, which one yes, which one no? Ha yidgun v'hai lo yidgun. His when by the Baal HaBos came into idgun, means you made into a kri, you like smoothed down the pile of tfuam. So that's called dogun, that the rice says you have to take off trumug from this. So once the chiv was chal, you can never take off the chiv. But if you gave the Levi, the Meiser, before it became the kri, when it's still b'shibolim, so even though if you want, you could take off trumug derlo, but there's no chiv to take it off yet. So since the chiv wasn't chal, and echnami the chiv is taken never chal. Vaitu Meister Sheni. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to touch these barrels full of Meister Sheni. But the more Vaitu Pshita, why not? But you're poisoning the Meister Sheni. But there it is, you only poisoning the Karen, the value of the Meister Sheni itself, of a Vloinosanesachemish. But you didn't pay the extra fifth. And Hokamashmon, the Enchemish market, even though by Meister Sheni the Loch is, if you want to be poisoned, you have to give money instead, not just the Demei of the apples. If the apple, let's say, is worth $5, you have to put $6 there. You have to give another Chemish. There, he gave $5 instead of the apples. He was part of the apples, but he didn't give the extra dollar for the chaymish. Kamashpul on the chaymish is not market. Vaitel, he had turmis hayovish. If he had this dried out turmis, also you could touch it on Shabbos. So the Gemara dafki yovish. This turmis is a type of a vegetable, only if it's dried out. Avalach loy. But if it's still wet, still dry, still fresh, then it's muksin. Why? My time akiva demora loyachle. Since it's very, very bitter, Trashi, the Mora Shumar, it's bitter, it's not edible the way it is now. You first have to cook it. Then the Mora brother says, you cook it like seven times, you have to cook it. So now you can't cook it on Shabbat, the way it is now, it's not edible, it lies muksa. The Mishnah says that if you have these barrels full of tevel, then you can't move it on Shabbos, because it lies muksa.